you. Each one of us creates our own thought. We create our own thought of life. Find out yourself, bit by bit, or all at once, it's your choice, and you'll find this happiness. Very simple. Lots here, but very, very few really, really listen and hear. Any questions? Simplest way I could possibly tell you is just get together and talk truth. Read Linda's book. And I'm sending Larry tapes. And every so often my wife and I will come over. And you'll find truth faster than you've ever realized before in your life. That's my honest opinion. To go and play games, you see, when you go to your workshop, you start playing games with a psychologist or a psychiatrist then, because you say, do you know what I do? I do this, and it really upsets me, and he starts playing your game back and telling you why you're doing it and all that. It really doesn't matter why you do it, eh? Just the fact that you do it. Catch it. Watch it. Observe it. Don't analyze it. Just observe it. See what happens. You might be surprised. Because when you start observing without analyzing and judging, you'll fall into a nicer space. Because it's only your analyzing and your judging that gets you into trouble. And it's connected with your ego. The ego's the dynamite. Really. The less unimportant you can become, the better it is for you. It's not a pious act. No, not a good act. Truly, for you, you're the one who will benefit by throwing away your ego. People say, well, you need your ego. You really don't. Ego is the pretense of life. It's a game of life. And the more you're caught up in ego, the more hellish state you live in. Simple. Because you're always proving yourself. So therefore you're always jealous, angry, you always desire everything. I don't want to play games, because if I play games, I'll be holding you back. Even though it doesn't make sense to you right now, believe me, you still might benefit. To explain. When people first came to Salt Spring, they asked questions like you, then they started arguing, and I'd say to them, just listen, you don't have to do anything, just listen, and it'll all happen. And then I'll say, I want it to happen now, like, tell me now. I say, just believe me, it'll happen. And it would happen. And it would happen more than you ever believed. Eh? Because not only were they changing in levels of consciousness and living in beautiful, happy homes and understanding each other better, all the sicknesses left them. So all I can say to you now is, believe me, my strongest advice is to get in contact with Larry and just listen to the tapes and read Linda's book and talk. I can't think of a better way to give love than what I'm saying now. It is love. It really is. But you've got to watch for trips in life, searching for happiness. You've got to give up the search to find it. Because while you're searching, you're saying, I haven't got it. And give up the search just for a split second. Just for a split second. And see truth. Bang! See one inner game of truth. Then your life will change to beauty. That's all I can say. Really. Sad? Sure. I'm entitled to all my feelings like everybody else. Nobody's perfect. No, not really. Yeah. Well, you're entitled to go down. Yeah? So. But you know you're going down. And this is the best. This is the beauty of high awareness. That the people that have been listening that are stepping into this higher awareness, they're finding out now that they... It's so... makes life so easy. It's so simple. Because you see what you're doing. Even your anger. It's like you have an observer. You know if you feel anger, you know your level of consciousness has changed. So you say, oops, there it is. What's it going to do? It's the answer to your question. Shouldn't you feel ego? Something's wrong. You don't blame yourself. You say, oop, there's that level of consciousness again. Must be low because I feel pretty rotten, crummy. You don't blame you, you blame the level of consciousness. See it as a different level. See it as a program, a stage program. Then you say, okay, you must take the responsibility of being on that level. You say, I'm on that level. Okay, I take that responsibility. Let's see what it does to me. Just let's honestly see what it does to me without analyzing and judging what I see. Otherwise, I'm trapped in my own game. Eh? So you get your level of consciousness and you come out and you know you're in a real rotten mood. And you say, wow, I don't like the way you're dressed today. And you can start getting angry about how your partner's dressed. But it's not anything to do with the partner's dress. It's that level of consciousness. So observe it. And through time it starts to get funny. Because you're starting to blame life for you being down. And it gets so hilariously funny, you can't do it. You can't possibly walk in and say, you're to blame for me feeling miserable. It's all your fault. It's only his... I can only say to him, it's your fault. If I don't know my part in life, but if I know my part in life, and I know that everything I see from here is what is here, then I have no danger of talking to anybody was. When you think like this, no matter who you talk to, you talk to yourself. That's why there's perfect communication between both parties. Because you're non-existent. The existence, the true existence, is your conscious state. So if you go in a room and there's 100 people, the simplest thing in the world to do is to get to know everybody, is simply become all levels of consciousness. And the way this is done is go to the highest, because the highest covers all the lowest. It covers everything. And this is why the higher the conscious state you go, you know more you know about life. I mean true life. True reality. Not the illusion. The true reality called life. It's simplicity. You don't have to hear it all. People say, well, do you hear it all in a big bang? No. Say, no. Just listen. It'll happen. It'll happen. The world right now obviously is in an awful mess. And I think there'll be quite a few enlightened men who'll have to appear to get us out of it. Because if you start talking truth and it lets go, and that truth starts spreading, the people with no hope will start catching it. And they'll go with it. And it'll spread around the world. And even if the level of conscious state of the world moved 1%, it'd be devastating. Be absolutely devastating. Any questions? An ego game? Ego games. Oh, I think I get you. Well, meditation first depends on what you call meditation. True meditation is a tranquil mind with absolutely no thought from mind. It's a mind that sees with clarity, even if it was for a split second. Some people call it realization or a flash, an insight. That second, that is a meditative state. If you read Linda's book and I talk about no thought, this might clear this up. That's what I'm talking about. No thought is a state of meditation. It is no thought from the conscious side of life controlling you now. So therefore, you see everything brand new every second of your life. This is a state of no thought. Now, as you start searching for yourself, and you start hearing truth, you start to go into the state of no thought, bit by bit. And it gets more and more. So meditation is... See, meditation
To sit in the poised position of meditation is a beautiful thing. Please don't get me wrong here. I've been picked up so many times wrong. Meditation is a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing for your mind. It's a beautiful thing for your body. It's in lieu of taking a tranquilizing pill. But the state you get from it, don't make the last 2 hours or who knows, but the mind searching for itself cannot find itself. This is the game of life. If you sit thinking about life, you'll never make it. The mind that searches for itself belongs to a fool. And we're all fools playing the game of life. This is what we're supposed to be. We really are. We're not supposed to know what the game of life is. This is what we call the game of life. And what we're supposed to do is try and find a way back. To try and find a way back, we've been double-crossed. We got smart. We said, I want a free will and a free mind. And the Lord said, granted. Granted, you've just been sucked in to the game of life. You think you're so damn smart, you're going to run life your way, and you're going to find your way back, and you can do it because you're the mind. What mind? There really isn't a mind. There really isn't. There's only one mind, and that's the universal mind, the mind of God. And all we are like double agents playing a game of life. We don't know who we are. We're the higher and we're the lower, and we never get together because we've separated ourselves with our egos. All you have to do is hear words. People get frustrated at me and say, oh, that's okay for you. Just hear words. But it's true. There's nothing else I can do to change it. I could sit here and lie and tell you how difficult it was. And I could tell you to go and sit and meditate in that corner for 12 hours. And I'll come back every so often and bang you over the head with a stick. But I'd be lying. We depend on those things for finding ourselves. You don't have to. You really don't have to. Just listen to truth. If you pick up the Bible and you read the words of Jesus, never mind what anybody else said, just read the words of Jesus. Never mind the pros and cons, who Mary was, or where they lived, or who did who it what, because it's all intellectual stuff to keep you off the scent of truth. Being man-made. You have no idea what people hear me say. I'm flabbergasted sometimes. This is what happened back in the Bible days. They didn't listen. They really didn't listen. They missed the picture. There's been beautiful men all the way through time, time and time again, to come and tell us the truth. And nobody listens. And the biggest offenders of all is the churches. Because, my friend, of ego. They can't let go that they don't know. And of course, one religion says to the other, we're better than you are. because we know more than you. We have proof. Here, look at this. That some human being has written down many years ago. They've all missed the picture. They've all missed it. But try and bring it back.
The only way you can bring it back
is talking truth. We're going Zen. We go to Zen to try and find truth. Zen Buddhism. They're talking truth. But we make things a little bit more difficult for ourselves because it's another culture. It's another way of life. And once again, it's in the past. True Zen is what's spoken now in this day and age. And don't ever look for a holy man to appear. You'll never find him. You'll never find him. You'll never see him. But I'll always be with you. Because you yourself really are that holy man. We all are. We all truly are holy, holy, divine people. Divine conscious states. All is no end. There's no end to knowledge. Sartorial state is just in the Sahara Desert. You took one grainy sand, that'd be sartorial state. Sartorial state is just the realization that you are God. That everything is God. Everything is energy. It's an illusion. Then you cut out. You always have this knowledge because you are that knowledge. You've died spiritually. You know what death is. You really know what death is. You truly, truly know what death is. You know the supreme beauty of death. Death is nothing to fear. The churches talk about hell. There's no such thing as hell. There really isn't. The only hell that exists is in our minds right now, put there by thought, our thought. This is the hell. Death, so-called death, is just the dropping of the body. Simple. Really simple. It's the dropping of the body. But the conscious state remains. The conscious state never dies. No. This is why reincarnation. You return with the level of conscious state that you left with to play the game. Keeps going. This is why some children, you can take two children, same family. Same parents, same school, same environment. Going to be totally different children. One might be really hostile, the other one might be loving. It's because of the level of consciousness. Whatever you get out of life, believe me, with all your heart, you've asked for it, and you got it. And all you have to do is ask for the other and find out how the game works. And you can get what you want anytime you want it. Because it's a conscious state. It's a feeling of love and happiness, contentment. That's all. Then the world will change around about you. You stop the competition with the world. You get off. You get off. I can hear that. Look at that. Level consciousness. But that is what we've got to do. We've got to get
into higher states of consciousness.
And the only way you can do that is by investigating into yourself beyond mind. It is so simple, nobody believes it. Have the courage to try it and see what happens. Doesn't work on the internet. Keep traveling. Eventually everybody will find their own way. Eventually. The way right now might be a hell of a way. But it's their way. And that's why you never go to change life. Anybody who tries to make himself a super goody good to change life should really stop and watch his ego. It can't be done. It really can't be done. The only way that you can change the world is by changing yourself. The second you start to change, the world will change with it. Because you see it differently. It's a different level of consciousness. Well, I-